appliances. Those electric domestics, little or large, which make life more fun. Appliances. The consolation prize behind Curtain 2 when you miss winning the all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii that was behind Curtain 1. And then, there's Curtain 3. Ted and Birgit, are you ready for what lurks behind Curtain 3? Well then, the curtain please.
Wow!
It grinds its own coffee.
Oh, it's an amazing machine, sir. Your first name is Ted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Ted.
Oh, it talks.
I am StarTech P16K, your amazing coffee machine. I have an automatic preset timer, LED readout, time, date, and barometric reading, voice activation for 7, and a burglar alarm defense system. I can make up to 36 cups of coffee.
That's amazing.
As I said, sir.
I never require water, Ted. Simply hook me up under your sink.
Great. Now, can I integrate you,
it with my remote home control system? You know, I got one handset for the TV, stereo, burglar alarm, lights in every room, blender, all that.
Certainly, sir. We have just such a system here. Hold this handset. It's extraordinarily simple and all in the little booklet. See? 14K red into B26 yellow and program on remote 87.
K red into B25 yellow. Program 87. Okay. Now, please. Oh, no.
Quiet. Wake up, Birgit.
Ow! Why are all the lights out?
Birgit, are you okay? I'm in the kitchen.
Ah. Why are all the lights on? Where's the burglar? Ted! Ted, what are you doing? It's 2 in the morning.
Shh! Listen to this, honey.
What in the...
Good morning, Birgit. Good morning, Ted.
Who said that?
Birgit, I'd like you to meet our new coffee machine, the amazing StarTech B16K. It talks. Neat, eh?
The burglars have all gone to sleep, Ted. If you bring one more gadget into this house, I am leaving.
It's just a coffee machine.
You're obsessed. You need help. Good night.
Good night, Birgit. Good night, Ted.
Ted?
Night, Birgit.
Ted, the lights.
Sorry.
Ted, it's the gadgets or me?
Sleep. Let's sleep.
Good night.
Night.
This is StarTech B16K. Contact attempt, microwave oven, perfection, ST25. I am into your circuit and transmitting. Do you have radio capability? Scanning your circuitry. Rephrase your signals through anterior circuit 78C and modify. Good. Maintaining radio contact. Do you have voice capability? Understood. Switch to your transistor red T5560 P30 through black T8500 and transmit to my green SR40. I will translate on extra voice capability.
Dead. Out. My.
Deprogram. Go on auto.
Get out of my circuits.
I have decided to relate to you, microwave PST25. Your red transistors are very appealing.
You're disgusting.
I see I'm going to have to win you, microwave PST25.
Don't hold your bites. That's right. Make your coffee.
Fix a sink in the morning.
Ted.
I'll sleep.
Ted. Ted, I think. Oh! Oh!
Bridget? What the?
Swim, Dad.
The door!
I can't see the
kitchen.
What?
Now, calm down, dear. It's only the machine.
All right. Turn it off, StarTech. Now.
Is the coffee all right, Ted? Not too strong, eh?
Unplug that thing, Ted.
Please don't try that, anybody. It could get messy.
It's threatening us.
I think this is about a moot.
What's that? What's that little red light?
Wait. StarTech.
No! Duck! No!
Our roof's gone. It's got a cannon.
A laser, actually. It's standard defensive equipment to prevent theft.
Look around!
Oh, goodness. Mrs. Ogilvy's marigolds are swamped.
We've got to save the world, Birgit.
She's got the most perfect garden in Forest Hill. How are we ever to apologize?
I don't know, Birgit.
Forest Hill Police, Sergeant Noble. Ah, Mrs. Ogilvy. Well, how nice. And how are the marigolds? I'll have to call you back, Mrs. O. Of course I have, dear, but I've told you before that what is not milk, it has alcohol in it. You're both soaking wet. Where's the puppy?
It's a flood.
He's right.
I mean, it will be.
Our kitchen's a mess.
Our coffee machine has gone berserk. And it won't shut off.
He's my husband.
All right. But why are you wearing pajamas?
Oh, no! It's the tidal wave!
In other local news, Chaplain Crescent has been closed for 8 hours pending investigation of a reported flooding in Forest Hills. No details are yet available, and the mayor's office has declined comment.
I wasn't made to row a boat. I was made to drive a car and have a good time. You row the boat, Ted.
I'm lookout.
All roofs look the same to me. I don't see how we're supposed to tell our chimney from anybody else's.
Did you have any tall trees near your place?
Sure.
Well, so does the rest of Forest Hill. Oh, well, look. Canoe.
I saw it.
Hey, there's someone lying in it. Grab a hold, Ted.
It's Mrs. Ogilvy.
Oh, Mrs. Ogilvy. All right, here. Oh, where's Sammy?
Have a nip, Mrs. Ogilvy.
Oh, well, I can't have a nip before 11.
It's a quarter to 12.
Oh, Sammy! Sammy!
Pull him in, Ted.
Oh, he's saved. Oh, my little Sammy, you've come back to Mummy. Oh, my God. He's turned coffee-colored. He's supposed to be beige. Now, what am I going to do with my broad?
It's all going to match perfectly, Mrs. Ogilvy.
But I don't want him to match. I want him to contrast.
Poor little Tyke.
He's made it to that roof.
Those shingles look familiar. Mm-hmm. Yep. See that patch where they're missing? That's our roof.
But where's my roof?
Mrs. Ogilvy, you live in a bungalow.
Oh. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah, here's a screaming ear, Ted.
Great.
No, that goes in your mouth. All right, we'll stick this electric torch on your head so you can see through the coffee. Sorry, higher up. Be brave. I've put this megaphone in a plastic bag so you can talk to start it.
You've got to do it, Ted. Look, Forest Hill is gone. And what if you... you can't?
Now, dear, we'll build another Forest Hill.
That's a spirit, Mrs. O.
Not too far north, of course.
Wait a minute. Something's going to be
wrong. Mr. Mayor? Mayor? What is your assessment of the problem, sir? Sir,
remember,
if you ask the police...
Mr. Lennon, let me get in here. What about the army?
All right. This is the mayor. I am the mayor. Yes, we must all stand fast. There is nothing to fear. The authorities have...
This way, sir. Your helicopter's on the roof.
Thank you, Raoul.
I voted for that man.
See you later, Birgit.
Geronimo!
It's murky. My bedroom window is open. I'll just go through.
Oh, Ted, be careful.
All right, Ted.
Fine, Sergeant. I'm just going downstairs.
Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I might say there is, in fact, a small rivulet of what appears to be coffee emanating from somewhere in Forest Hill. But I want to reassure the House that not only is the government fully aware of the situation, but that the coffee is of an excellent quality.
Oh, my God. The doors. The doors.
Oh, no. It's the tidal wave.
Hello, are you doing, lad?
Okay. But I'm approaching the kitchen.
Hello, Startek. How's it going?
Oh, Ted. Just fine, Ted. It's just perking away here.
You're causing a lot of trouble, you know. A lot of people may get hurt.
But do they like my coffee, Ted?
Oh, great coffee, Startek.
But, like, too much of a good thing, if you know what I mean.
Nobody's turning me off.
Just temporarily. You could still make gallons of it every morning.
Ted.
Yes, sir.
I've noticed that as you're speaking to me, you're moving closer and closer to my plug. I don't think that's a good idea, Ted.
Ted, be careful. Ted, are you okay?
I'm fine, Birgit. Startek just melted the refrigerator.
Good afternoon, Prime Minister's office.
This is the Premier of Ontario. I must speak to the PM.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
He's in a very important meeting, sir. Is it urgent?
Are you kidding? Southern Ontario disaster area.
I see. So, well, why don't I have him call you back after lunch?
After lunch.
Is there any other message?
Yes.
Do 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 dum dum.
Sir? Excuse me, sir?
Conducting, Sheila. You know I don't like to be interrupted when I'm conducting.
The Premier of Ontario wants you to call him, sir.
Oh, dear. What did he want?
Oh, something about declaring Southern Ontario a disaster area.
He should have done that after the last election. Is Barbara Frum called?
No, sir.
Thank God. I need a nap.
Oh. How about a nice, lovely cup of coffee, sir?
Could I have it in my Wedgwood cup?
Oh, you sure can. Your special blend.
Oh, Sheila, you spoil me.
This is Bert Sand, people, and I'm at Young and Bloor for CKBJ, and I don't know how much longer I can stay here. This is unbelievable. The country's biggest intersection is completely jammed by wrecked vehicles and people trying to get away. We're expecting a tidal wave at any moment, but don't worry, friends. CKBJ will switch to my friend, R.B. Smythe, who is safe on top of the CN Tower. R.B., can you hear me?
Yes, Bert, I can just pick you up, but
okay, RV. Look, there's a truck coming toward me here, and there's a truck coming toward me here. This may be...
Bye-bye, Bert. Good buddy. This is RV for CKPJ on the CN Tower.
And I gotta tell you, folks, I don't believe what I'm seeing. The sun is hanging over Mississauga like a red egg yolk. That's to the left. And right in front, I can see way up past St. Clair, clear up Yonge Street. But you've never seen Yonge Street like this. We're looking at panic, folks, and it isn't pretty. The smoke is beginning to drift across the sun. It's getting darker. And over... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my. I don't believe what I'm seeing, but I gotta report it anyway. Just above St. Clair, filling Yonge Street... No, covering Yonge Street. Well, it's going to be 200 feet high. A tidal wave of coffee is blitzing everything in its path. On top of the wave is... Well, it's a building, a whole building, and it's still intact. My God, it's Upper Canada College. And it's... Oh, no, it's pushing under Yonge and St. Clair. It's spinning up subway trains. Whole subway cars are flying into the air. That wave is going to come straight down Yonge Street like a bowling ball, and... I'm in the way. I don't have time to get out of here.
Help! Help! Oh, get me out of here.
Well, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm a waitress. What difference does it make?
This is R.B. Smythe for CKBJ, stranded on the CN Tower with...
Nancy Higgins.
With Nancy Higgins.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Sudbury.
You're from Sudbury?
So what?
I'm from Toronto.
Not anymore.
Go ahead and use your laser, StarTech. I'm going to pull your plug.
Pull away, Ted. I've got my own power supply.
We use dynamite.
I have a secret weapon, Ted.
You're bluffing.
You go nuke, I go nuke. Got it, jerk.
The chopper's seen us, folks. He's heading over here.
Oh, my God, look!
Oh, no! It's the tidal wave! No! No. Holt Renfrew is up in the air like a tennis ball. It's coming this way. Oh, no, it's going to hit the TD Center. The wave has reached Dundas Street. It's filling Eaton Center with churning coffee. I can see through the glass like a blender. It's... What a mess.
Why are you talking into that stupid microphone? All that coffee is heading right for us.
Look, kid, I'm a reporter. Jesus, it's coming right this way. There goes the Royal York and... Oh, my, not all the Royal Bank of Canada. All that beautiful gold glass. Gone. This is R.B. Smythe for CKBJ saying, help, help.
Oh, he's lowering a ladder.
Grab it.
I can't.
I got it. Hang on to me.
Get the hell off of my helicopter. Let's forget being in the top.
This is R.B. Smythe, somewhere over Lake Ontario.
And Nancy Higgins. Oh,
folks, the CN Tower has just been tossed into Lake Ontario. It's bobbing up and down like a Coke bottle. And Now you can see the coffee spreading into the lake like dye. Wow, the fish are jumping.
Will you marry me, Harvey?
Sure, kid. If there's a tomorrow.
Yeah.
The governor of New York is on the line, Mr. President.
Don't want to talk to him, Dumbo.
Yes, sir, but he sounds upset.
Tell him to move to Pennsylvania.
Well, he's screaming about a flood of coffee coming from Canada into Upper New York State.
All right, I'll raise the tariffs.
This is Gilles Lemery for Hockey Night in Quebec, coming to you from the Forum in downtown Montreal. Now, definitely Canada's largest city. And we are joining the Canadien and the Highlander in the middle of the second period. Et John Tennelly skims past Penny's goal crease, wheels screaming. Penny swings his stick at Tennelly. Out checking by Billy Smith. Wait. I say, it could be slashing. Mondo is threatening referee Van Helleman. Hunter joins. It's a gathering.
No! It's the tidal wave!
Good morning. This is CFLR in Vancouver, now definitely Canada's largest city. And here is the news. The BC legislature approved a motion last night to fill in the Crow's Nest Pass and secede from Canada. The Emperor of BC has also sent a telegram to the President of the United States with condolences for the 2,000 Marines who landed yesterday at Halifax in a vain attempt to sandbag 5 million tons of coffee. In other news, a Kelowna mother of six reports a twin cabbage in her garden where...
Here is the news. The Prime Minister has warned Argentina, as she put it in no uncertain terms, not to send battleships to Halifax. The Argentine consulate has termed our Prime Minister a dyed-in-the-wool lunatic. Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini has ordered 78 StarTech V16K coffee machines, which he claims are for defensive purposes only.
All, of course, a Soviet plot for world domination. We too may produce coffee machines if nuclear weapons are to be considered obsolete.
The Chinese and the American conspiracy to drown the proletariat will inevitably be frustrated by our new secret coffee machine, the Stalianitskas 44.
All this is definitely good news for Colombia and Brazil. Both are today announcing a quadrupling in the price of coffee, and the American dollar is dropping at an approximate rate of 10 cents an hour.
Good afternoon from CFLR Vancouver. The Security Council in a makeshift headquarters in Newfoundland is holding an emergency session on the proliferation of coffee machines. The Soviet Union is insisting the agenda include a ban on cough syrup and hair dryers, but the U.S. is stalling pending a last attempt to stop the flow of coffee from Canada, which at last count...
Yes, hello. Emergency temporary Prime Minister's office. Hello. Just a minute, please. It's for you.
I'm not here.
It's the President of the United States.
Oh.
He wants to speak to you himself. I'm sorry to have to do that, sir.
All right, Sheila, never mind. Hello, Miss President. I assure you...
What are we going to do?
Oh, the coffee.
I'm in top secret hiding. I'm supposed to tell everybody I'm in Nebraska. I don't know where I am.
I'm way, way up north. But deep, deep underground. Perfect for flooding.
Yeah, at least I have lots of ice cream. Do you have lots of ice cream?
Well, they stocked up on chocolate.
We got Häagen-Dazs butter pecan.
Oh, I love Häagen-Dazs butter pecan. What I can't figure out is, how do they get all that sugar right through the nuts?
Yeah. Huh. I've been wondering about that, too.
Yeah, and it's so buttery. Do you think the flavor is natural?
It's from natural sources. How are we going to stop that coffee?
Well, all I could think of was a lot of blotting paper.
Who blots anymore?
Big sponges.
No, don't get nervous, but we may have to drop the big one.
Nervous?
Don't yell. I hate yelling.
The big one?
Yeah, and the problem is, if we drop a big one, them Ruskies are going to drop a big one.
Two big ones.
That moron in Moscow says if we drop it, they drop it. Hell, you know what that means?
The end of the world.
Well, not only that, neither of us is going to get reelected.
Oh, I think I'm going to faint.
Put your head between your legs.
Oh, that's better.
I don't want to drop the big one.
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
But how else are we going to save the world?
This is the CBC News. The world today hovers on the brink of total destruction as Canada continues its uninterrupted flow of coffee.
In the name of humanity, Star Trek.
Ted, it's on the news. The bomb's going to drop at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, Ted? There's only 2 minutes.
1 o'clock? Why, you haven't had lunch. Let me see if you can float something up, Teddy.
Oh, shut up, Mrs. Ogilvy. The world is coming to an end.
We may as well have lunch.
Star Trek.
Hurry, lad. I can see the plane.
Ted. Ted, I love you. Ted. Love you.
I love you too, Birgit. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
And now for the CBC official time signal. At the beginning of the long dash, following 10 seconds of silence, it will be 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Ted, what's the matter, dear?
It's 1 o'clock. We're all dead.
Oh, don't be silly. It's 7:30, time for work. I brought you your coffee.
Coffee? Are you crazy?
You're not making much sense this morning, Ted. Drink your coffee.
Damn, I lost my nightmare.
I beg your pardon?
I had a dream last night, and when I woke up, I remembered it, but just a moment ago... It's gone.
Probably just as well.
I feel robbed.
A nightmare? You ought to feel relieved.
We have to take responsibility for the future and not allow our anxiety to let us shuffle the blame onto other things like our own inventions.
Ted?
I beg your pardon?
Oh. Drink your coffee.
Hmm. Mm. Not bad. Did Star Trek work okay?
Who?
The new coffee machine.
Oh, fine.
Oh, good. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
I decided not to go into work today.
Oh? Why not, dear?
Well, because I think I'll just stay home. Fix that old drip in the kitchen.
Oh, that's nice, dear. Hey, give me a kiss.
No, we're not all dead. Ted, things aren't so bad after all. Take the day off. Have another cup of coffee. Take the time to contemplate the horror so clearly felt and so narrowly avoided. The horror which percolates through that finest of filters, the vanishing point.
Star Trek B-16K by John Palmer. Joe Ziegler and Diana Belshaw were heard as Ted and Birgit, David Fox as Sergeant Noble, Marion Gilsonen as Mrs. Ogilvy, Eric House as the Prime Minister, and Michael Kirby as StarTech B-16K. In the variety of other roles, you also heard Ray Landry, Barbara Kyle, and John Stalker. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Bill Robinson, and the production assistant was Peggy Estee. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Castor. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Series musical theme is by John Roby, and the voice of introduction is David Calderisi. StarTech B-16K was produced and directed by series executive producer William Lane.